This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall this past week was mainly a tenth to a third of an inch. The Walla Walla area got the most at around a half inch. Look for a blocking ridge of high pressure to keep storms away from the inland northwest this weekend into early next week. And this combination of warmer air aloft with very light winds will contribute to strong inversion setting up and increasing areas of fog and low clouds. Yesterday, temperatures were 10 to 15 degrees above normal along the Oregon border and close to normal across the rest of the area. Now, once the fog and low cloud set up, we'll likely see below normal daytime temperatures area-wide. Soil temperatures remain in the mid and upper 30s and will likely show little change into the middle of next week. It does look like the ridge will break down by the middle of next week, with the next chance for rain moving in from the southwest on Thursday. And there's a good chance for a succession of storms for next weekend into the following week, with a mild west to southwest flow aloft. The latest drought monitor continues to show moderate drought in the Columbia Basin, with the exception of only abnormally dry in the Ellensburg and Yakima areas. And this drought designation is likely because for the water year that began on October 1st, most farms are at only 75 to 90% of normal precipitation. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.